Bob Henry, who did the WKLO history of WKLO. I've got Tad Murray's wife in here tickling me. Alyssa, I'm going to kill you. Alyssa, what do you remember about Tad, who was Bo Brady in the mid-70s? Tad was on the radio station, I guess, before you and he really started seeing each other, before you became engaged and then got married a couple of years ago.
Yeah, about 17 years before we got together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's see, I was 16 years old, and you just, you know, I was in high school then, and you just weren't cool unless you were listening to KLO, Cruisin' Burger Queen on Friday nights, and, you know, everybody's radio is tuned into the big 1080.
Shake your big mama pantyhose down to the ground, yeah.
Exactly, right. And, you know, you just weren't cool unless you listened to WKLO, and yeah, there's a few stories I could tell on him, but unfortunately, I have to live with him, and I kind of enjoy the matrimonial relationship that we have right now.
Well, that's very good.
I know, aren't I, sweetheart?
Mrs. Murray. Okay, well, Tad's living up in Lexington now and was program director of WVLK-FM and did a great job at it and got out of that to get into the Scottish clothing business, which is going on very well right now. And I just say, my hat's off to him. Hi, Captain. Hi, Captain Kirk.
Beam us up, Scotty.
Beam us up, Scotty. Yes, indeed. It is 4:52 at WDJX AM Louisville. I am the real Rusty Rogers, reverberating the innermost workings of your transistors, capacitors, and all the other fun gunk on the dashboard and the innermost workings of your radio.
Thank you for relieving me. I am.
That's okay. I was here overnight with Mac, and it's like I'm still dead, but
I'm going to listen to that later. But you know, I did have to get some sleep. But
okay.
Last thing I heard was Terry Miners last night on with Mason.
Yeah.
And you and Rusty were in here. And
Me and Rusty.
Mac and yourself.
Right.
And then I heard you this morning right before I came to work.
Yeah.
At work. I'm not getting paid for this.
I know. We're not getting paid for this.
We're back. So you're relieving me. Goodbye.
For a little while. Our phone number is 589-4801. It is the Days of Future Past on 1080 WKLO. I am the real Rusty Rogers. We'll do some fun things if I remember how to punch the buttons and all that fun stuff and try to have some things. We had some requests for the day that I died, which is a long story, and we'll try to abbreviate that for you a little bit later on. And in the interim, we're going to cook, smoke, boogie, and burn at 1080 WKLO.
The all-new Star Station, WCII, 21 minutes now before 7 o'clock, and you're with Charlie O'Neill in the morning. Wanda Bondage will be coming your way next hour. Something brand new with the Bondage Report here on CII. It's a clear sky. We have 72 degrees at Seals and Cross, getting closer. Classic hits of the 60s and 70s. The all-new Star Station CII with Seals and Cross. A little music to get closer. And the station that takes the worry out of being close. With Charlie O'Neill here in the morning with Gary Major. And just ahead, we'll have a look at sports. Boy, how about those Chicago Bears beating the Bengals in a game you heard right here on CII. Well, we'll have details on that and more right after this. Because it's time for the BS Bulletin. And this story from Melbourne, Australia. See, a man comes home, finds his wife with another man. Well, the other man chases the hubby down the street. Husband collides with the owner of a jewelry store who's pointing a gun at a burglar he's just caught. The store owner thinks the husband's the burglar's buddy, takes a shot at him. The guy chasing the husband, remember him? Well, he comes to the husband's defense, tackles the jewelry store owner, and three arrests are made. The store owner for firing a gun, the hubby and the other man for disorderly conduct. The burglar? Well, he's long gone by now.
Hi, I'm Lois from Matchmaker Dating Service. I've heard people say they would...
So I don't know. We can give Matchmaker a free commercial. But there are three samples of some tape that I've been able to gather over these years. And I thought you guys might enjoy hearing some of those.
That's great.
You know,
we really thank you for coming down.
Well, this has really been wonderful because I moved here in 1979 and would hear... You know, your names being bantered around and folks speaking very, very finely. I mean,
down in the Hall of Justice and places like that, I know.
Yeah, you know, and I see on the posters at the post office and all that wonderful stuff. But to, you know, when it's years in some cases after you've been on the air, to still have your names, you know, folks saying, well, I remember so-and-so, this guy, that guy, the other guy, you know, on this and that radio station. I mean, you're very special to a lot of people. And these radio stations were very special to a lot of people. You know, we all grew up with them. And, you know, in my case, it was KRLA and KHJ and all that stuff in Los Angeles. Here, it was KLO and Wacky and, you know, the great old radio wars.
Right.
And it's a shame that we don't see those kind of radio wars anymore because they're all being piped in off satellite. I mean, it's amazing to look at, I work across the street at HAS, and those two radio stations have, I think, probably one out of every three listeners listening to them. And they pull something like 50% of the revenue out of the market, so it's...
It's amazing, especially when you look at the old days of the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, I can't quite see that one. I remember Bruce Clark showed me...
Sure,
I think
one.
It was a pulse. Okay, what do we got? This is November 65. Wacky had a 39.9. This is under 18, and KLO had a 42.2.
Now, when in radio have you seen numbers that go... above 10, yeah. Much less into the 30s and 40s.
Now, I saw another one of the same era, and it was, I think, a 51 and a 52, you know, when the great old radio wars were on. So there's some stuff that I thought you would enjoy, and it has been wonderful to hear everybody doing this weekend. It's been wonderful to see the response from, what do we got here, Bruce? Okay, this is, have you guys talked about these on the air at all?
Just a little bit.
June, July, 65. Let's see. Monday through Friday, what are we talking about here? It doesn't say what demographic here. Is this everybody? You know, the whole world? Well, okay, the WAC had a 25. KLO had a 29.8. Now, this doesn't say if it's Martians using hair cream or what, but...
who knows what they do?
Yeah, you know, like one in three people is listening to this radio station. One in four is listening to the WAC. So, you know, back in the good old days. So,
well, hey, who knows? Maybe they'll return.
So thank you.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful, and good luck and Godspeed, all right?
Yeah, you too. We've got a little music here.
Alan Mary bought up the joint. He claimed he had the music, but he having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby.
Sit down, Ralph. Do not go anywhere, Ralph Tumas. Don't try to sneak out of here. We've been friends too long. Too long.
This is true.
So we all go through these big changes, and you've had more spiritual teachers than any one human being I've ever known in my life. And
most of them were disc jockeys.
Yes. I spent some time... No, I want to tell the story. I spent some time in Virginia and North Carolina in the last 5 years. And the ashram that you were talking about that's on the coast was a big kind of a haven for people who would just... You come to a point, walk out on the bluff, look over the edge, and realize there ain't nowhere else to go. So you go to the ashram. They put you to work, dry you out, turn you back around and head you inland, right? Isn't that the way it goes?
Oh, it's all right. They do that for an awful lot of folks.
We've been through so many states of mind.
That's true.
And I used to love to... Ralph had a place up in southern Indiana, up overlooking the city, and it was on an old buffalo trace. In fact, the old buffalo trace that used to run down to the river on that side. And we would sit up there and...
The old buffalo trace.
Try to cut up jackpots as to what he was going to write next. What you guys were going to do next, Joe? Are you guys doing anything together now?
Oh, we play together every now and then whenever I can get him off the block. Yeah, actually, Joe's the one that's really been keeping the tradition going. He's been writing some of the best music that I've heard. Joe calls me at the spur of the moment, and, hey, we got a gig tonight, and I think we played for a crowd. We, you know, here we are with a couple of acoustic
guitars.
They were
slam dancers.
That's right. It was slow death. It was ugly.
I want to preface a little. We have a very distinguished person that's going to be here momentarily.
Coyote showed up.
I use the term distinguished
right.
limited.
Get him in here. No, keep talking, Ralph. I'm just kind of making noise in the background like I usually used to
Ray
do.
Ray Otis is on, too.
Who is?
Ray Otis is on, too.
All right.
Oh.
Hold on, Ray. Ray, hang in there. Okay. Well, now you're on. Ralph took this opportunity to slip off because he didn't want to be on the air in the first place.
Great.
So what's new and exciting? Tell us about your reminiscence about all of this.
Oh, well, my days were there in the early 80s when we were doing country at the time. But, you know, when I first got to town in Louisville, KLO was a dynamite force, and it was just a legend to listen to. AM radio was still king at that time. The battles that were going on were super. Radio was the best you could imagine. And I sure miss those kinds of days. Sure beat the heck out of teaching school, which is what I'm doing now.
The state of education in Kentucky, huh?
Oh, God. Please help us.
And Yote came in costume.
What can I say?
Well, we're glad you called in. We've been trying to encourage everyone to call in
and to
share some of their experiences with it.
The days of playing radio at KLO are wonderful, and I miss them terribly. And all the great people that were there at the time. So it's super being able to talk to all the folks again, Rusty and all the other guys that I worked with in the good old days of Louisville radio.
Well,
I never thought I'd say that. Good old days. It makes us all sound like a bunch of old guys.
Now, wait a minute. You can't say that word. We've passed a new FCC regulation. You can say all the four-letter words you want, but you can't say the word old.
Yeah, I know. Middle age is creeping on. It's a horrible feeling.
Well, we're all adolescents anyway.
Yeah, it's hard.
At least that has held up anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you take care of yourself.
I will. You hang in there. Have a good time.
You too.